And we're getting details this week on what Britain's divorce from the EU, Brexit, might look like. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been in frantic meetings over the last few days to try to work out a deal her government and members of the European Union will agree to ahead of the March deadline for Britain to leave the EU. Jeremy Hobson is in London. He'll be broadcasting from there tomorrow and Thursday. Jeremy, you are perfectly positioned, as usual. So what's the latest there?
Well, we've been waiting for days now to figure out exactly whether Theresa May can come up with a deal with the European Union on what a Brexit would look like. The question all along has been deal or no deal. Are they going to reach a deal and come up with the rules and regulations of what's going to happen if they Brexit? Or is there going to be no deal and they'll just crash out of the European Union? And just in the last few hours this afternoon, she has presented a deal to her cabinet, or she is in the process of doing that. Members of Parliament are going to be going over to Downing Street tonight to find out what exactly this deal looks like. Robin, we're getting a few reactions to it, just to the leaks of it, and it looks like the Conservatives, that's her party in Parliament, are not that pleased with it. Boris Johnson, her former foreign minister, who left her cabinet in protest of what was going on, he has said that it would be unacceptable to be sort of beholden to Brussels in a deal, which makes you think maybe this is a softer Brexit than some had hoped. We've been on down at Westminster today talking to members of Parliament. I want you to listen to Kenneth Clark, who's a Conservative, but he doesn't want to Brexit. He's upset about the whole referendum. Here's what he told us about whether he knows anything about what's going to happen next.
Anybody who tells you that they're confident they know what's going to happen is deceiving themselves. I have never seen a bigger shambles in all my life. I don't think the principal parties engaged know exactly what's going to happen.
So that's what you're hearing from even somebody in Parliament. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Right. So, look, just remind us, what's at stake? I mean, when you say crash out in March if there's no deal, I mean, there's trade issues between Northern Ireland and Ireland. What's at stake here?
Well, I mean, that is the thing that everybody has been watching, is what is a Brexit, especially a crash out, no deal Brexit, going to mean for the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland? As you know, Robin, Northern Ireland is part of the UK. Ireland is not part of the UK, but they're on the same island. And since the 90s, they've had kind of a very soft border between the two of them. They can move goods and people back and forth. The question is, would that remain if there's no deal? So that's a big sticking point. And would peace be preserved in Ireland and Northern Ireland if there's no deal? Our colleague Peter O'Dowd has been in Northern Ireland. He's been reporting from there. We're going to hear his story about that tomorrow. But even in the UK, there's a lot at stake. In Great Britain, there's a lot at stake. In Europe, there's a lot at stake. And of course, everybody's watching the markets around the world, even in the United States. Whatever happens is going to have implications.
Yeah. So look, this idea of Brexiting won the referendum, but as we're hearing, people are now kind of saying we're not so sure we like this. Are you hearing from people who are still for it?
Yes, and we're hearing from people who would, you know, one of the conversations has been, should there be a second referendum? Let people have another chance to say if they really want a Brexit. And many of the people we've been talking to have said that would be a betrayal of the first one, because it wasn't best of three. It was, do you want in or do you want out? This is another member of Parliament we were talking to today, John Redwood, who's also a Conservative, but he wants to leave the EU even if it means crashing out in March without a deal. Here he is.
So would you be okay?
The sooner we are out, the better, which is what I and most Leave voters are urging the government to do. Just go away on the 29th of March 2019, as we are legally entitled to do, and sign no withdrawal agreement, because it's a rip-off.
Okay, so he thinks it's a rip-off, Robin, but a lot of people think that that would be an absolute disaster, would plunge this country into chaos, and that there would be ripple effects all across Europe.
Just go away. Look, you were in Paris. What did people there say?
Well, you know, I heard a very common French phrase when I asked people what they thought, which was this. Just you could just see the person holding the cigarette and saying that to me. But they said to me, look, this is what the Brits wanted. They're getting what they wanted. We don't think it's a good idea. We wish that they weren't doing this. But if they are going to do it, we need to figure out a way to have a real relationship with the United Kingdom. They're right next door to each other. You know, they've had a lot of history of conflict over the centuries, and they want to make sure that they have a good economic relationship and a good relationship in general with the United Kingdom. So they're hoping that there's a deal. In France, I think that they would be very upset if there's no deal.
Well, now we have the opposition Labour Party spokesperson on Brexit saying that he doesn't think that this is the right deal. What happens? They do another one? I mean, what happens?
Well, what could happen is that Theresa May will no longer be the prime minister. It depends. I mean, this is a domestic political issue for her in a big way. She doesn't have the support among conservatives right now for this deal. She certainly doesn't have the support among Labour for this deal. So it's going to be a question over the next few days: are who's going to back away first? Who's going to give in and say, okay, fine, we'd rather this than nothing?
Here now is Jeremy Hobson in London. He'll be broadcasting from the BBC the next couple of days, perfectly positioned for this story. And also, we're going to get to meet your grandmother.
That's right. She lives in the UK. We'll hear from her this week.
Can't wait. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.